This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It appears that computer hackers have found a new way to profit from their victims. It's called cyber extortion. Beyond just stealing data or locking access to a victim's computer with ransomware, extortionist hackers try to steal corporate secrets that they then threaten to make public if victims don't pay. Let's find out about this new weapon from the hacker's toolbox with The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan, who joins us from San Francisco. So, Bob, we're talking about cyber extortion committed against corporations, not somebody like little old me, right?
Well, if little old you owns a small business, you actually could be targeted by this. We've seen a few small healthcare clinics, for example, be hit with this. And it's really sad when that happens because these are small two doctors running a clinic kind of shops. And when they get the demand for tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's something that they can't even pay sometimes. But the more high-profile cases that we've seen are companies like HBO was hit with one of these recently, and you know, so they can affect very large companies as well.
Yeah, these extortionists threaten to expose sensitive materials like embarrassing emails or intellectual property like unreleased movies and scripts, speaking of HBO.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the most disturbing things about this, I mean, this kind of activity has been around for a while. I mean, everybody remembers the Sony hack a few years ago where hackers broke into Sony and they were trying to it turned out that it's now thought to have been the North Koreans who pulled that off. And they were trying to stop the distribution of a film. But what ended up happening was all of this material, these private emails between Sony executives were made public. It was very embarrassing. It caused a lot of trouble for the studio. And Sony was a really devastating hack. They stopped computers from working throughout the company. People were sending messages, you know, with paper and using the telephone instead of email. And just in my reporting on this, that I found really horrible was these guys will get in and they will get all this material. You don't know what they've downloaded. You don't know what if they're overplaying their hand or not. And then they often will threaten to leak it to the press if you don't pay the money. So there's this idea of your private emails, or it could be a movie that's not supposed to be released, or could even be a trade secret being made public in as embarrassing a way as possible if you don't pay.
The HBO incident was something else. I guess this was earlier this year. Talk about that, because I guess extortionist hackers demanded a lot of money.
Yeah, this was millions of dollars they were asking for. Again, from what we understand, this was another one of those situations where it's not clear exactly how much they had. But from our reporting, they definitely appeared to have information belonging to HBO executives. They had a Game of Thrones, sort of not a script, but like notes about an unreleased episode, which was very hard on me as a Game of Thrones fan to see and to not, you know, spoiler alert, it's always all
sure,
through that document.
Yeah.
They also had actual episodes of HBO shows that had been unreleased, and this material was made public. HBO did not pay the ransom, and the material was made public.
I'm speaking with Robert McMillan of The Wall Street Journal. You're listening to Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bob, you write that FireEye, the cyber investigations firm, they first noticed the uptick in extortion cases a couple years ago, and they observed more than double the number of cases last year as hackers who previously sold stolen data realized they could make even more money from extortion. And it's not, obviously, not just entertainment corporations or media corporations. You write that cyber extortionists have hit places like hospitals, casinos, and energy companies?
Yeah, that's right. They are creatures of opportunity. And, you know, there are a couple of groups doing this, and they seem to have a technique that they perfect for getting into the corporate network. And then they just will repeat it until they break into whomever they can. So some of these break-ins are not even that sophisticated, right? The way they get in is not a super secret, you know, NSA caliber hacking tool. It's like they guess a password for a computer that shouldn't be exposed to the internet but is. So for many of the corporations that are affected by this, it can be a real wake-up call. I mean, they just don't necessarily have any idea that they could even be targeted with this kind of thing. We've been hearing a lot about ransomware, which is really bad. It's super disruptive. But if you get hit with ransomware, and ransomware is this software that basically, you know, it starts spreading around your network, it will be on your computer, and it'll just lock it up and make it unusable. If you get hit with ransomware, well, you have an option to go to your backups and just wipe everything clean and start again. Companies that do backups actually don't have as big a problem with ransomware as others do. But with the cyber extortion, that doesn't solve anything. The fact that you have backups doesn't prevent these hackers from threatening to expose your private data, your customer data, your emails, or your unreleased shows. So in many ways, it's kind of like the next level beyond that. If they hit somebody who has backups and won't pay the ransom for ransomware, they can do this extortion, and that sometimes does work.
Is it pointless to ask what corporations can do about it? Is there any defense against this?
Like I said, some of these hackers are not that sophisticated. So I really feel for the small businesses that have been hit by this, because there's this real imbalance, right? Like, as a business, you have to do everything perfectly. If you make one mistake, the hackers can get in. The hackers, they can, you know, make all the mistakes they want, but eventually, you know, they will likely find somebody, whatever technique they use, that has made the mistake they're looking for. So all the things that you can do to protect yourself are really the sort of fundamental things. You know, you can, if you have the money, you can even hire companies, they're called penetration testers, to come and look at your network. And these are basically ethical hackers who put on the hacker hat and look at your network and try to figure out how bad guys might get into it. And they'll give you a report and they'll tell you about all the problems that you have. That's one way of dealing with it. But these penetration tests cost a lot of money, and so it's not really an option for like a two-person, you know, healthcare company. You just, you know, unfortunately, it's just, you know, security, computer security is something that we all have to get better at.
Wall Street Journal reporter Robert McMillan joining us from San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Good talking to you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.